Yeah, great that, isn't it? That's the Bupini sisters there. And that was, of course, Good Morning. Now, I'm hoping that on the line I can say good morning to Marcella Bupini, who's joining us live on the programme. A very good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark.
How are you? Are you all right?
I'm great. How are you?
Yes, not so bad, thanks. Now, I know you're having a very busy time at the minute with your UK tour, aren't you?
Yes, indeed. Yes, it's our 20th anniversary tour, and it's going fabulously at the moment.
Well, that's always good to know. Now, I know you were the founder of the Bupini Sisters, as you say, back in the 2004, so 20 years. It's absolutely fantastic, that. Now, I know you tour the country, as I was just been saying, and I know you're going to be coming to Bury St Edmunds, which we'll talk about in just a few moments, but you're not actually sisters, are you?
It has been remarked before, Mark. Yes, very well observed. Yes, I'm the Bupini and the Bupinis, but my honorary sisters are Kate Mullins and Emma Smith. Yet we're not related by blood, but by music.
Oh, that's good. That sounds excellent. Now, I know that you've been literally not only in this country on your tour, but you've been all over the world, haven't you? And appeared in America on lots of television programmes and radio programmes. I've been reading the history of the Bupini Sisters. It's absolutely fantastic. Tell us a little bit about the background of the Bupinis.
Well, as it's our 20th anniversary, that means we've been going on for quite some time. We started in 2004, and it was after Kate and I had been at Trinity College of Music together studying jazz. So we all come from a jazz background, the three of us, the three singers, but also our band. And it was my idea to put together a group because I wanted to continue singing in harmony like I'd done in college. And it just so happened that at that time there was a movie out called Belleville Rendezvous, which is a French animation movie. And the soundtrack is by a Canadian composer called Benoit Charest. And I found the music so incredibly infectious, that sort of 1930s, 1940s swing vaudeville. It was a pop of the day, and it was so fun and so happy that I just thought, I want that. And I put together the group, and at the time the neo-burlesque scene was coming up on the sort of underground scene in London. And I was also part of the fashion scene, having previously worked for Vivienne Westwood. So it all just made sense, and we started performing in a real variety of clubs in London, and that's where we cut our teeth. And I think because we were coming from such a varied scene, that's what gave us our edge, I suppose, and that's when we started seeing that people were responding to our sound in lots of different types of clubs. Like once we opened for a punk band, and the punky gothy kids in the audience really went crazy for our sound.
That sounds great.
It was amazing. And also really cool gay clubs really responded to our sound. It just seemed like it was destined to be.
Now, I know that your first album, from the research which I've been doing, is Betcha Bottom Dollar, and that was back in 2006, wasn't it?
It was, yes. Yeah, and actually the producer was Benoit Charest, who had composed the soundtrack that so inspired us. So it was a beautiful combination of two years of work. And the album went, it was the fastest selling jazz album of all time.
Now, I know that also moving along to The High Life, which again I understand was released in March 2016. I'm going to play a bit of that in the background. Now, Marcella, I understand that The High Life was completely funded by a pledge campaign. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we at that point, this was 2016, we had parted company with Universal, amicably, I might add, but it was time to, like, it was a point where we could just let go. Like, a lot of bands who part company with their record companies fold when they do, because it's harder to do it on your own. But we weren't about to let go of our of such a beautiful sound and stop doing what we did. So we decided, that's it. From now on, we're going to be completely independent. And so we reached out to our fans and said, if you want an album from us, you need to be our record company. And they stepped up, and it was really quite amazing. And the way that it works with crowdfunding, I don't know if your listeners are very au fait with it, but it's just that you, as the band, offer incentives to people to take part in the campaign. And the incentives included dinner at my place, which Kate and I cooked, which actually somebody came, a couple of people came and did that. People could also come to the studio and record with us. So one of the tracks on the album was entirely played by our fans. We barely even feature on it.
No, it sounds a great album. And at the end of the day, you must have a lot of enjoyment, I would imagine, literally touring the country and touring the world, as I was saying earlier on, and singing all this wonderful music.
Yes, yeah. It's been an absolutely beautiful 20 years, and we hope for 20 more, because it's fantastic. I mean, we've been to places that we never would have dreamed of. We once performed on a giant stage on a beach in just outside of Bangkok. We've performed at the Blue Note in Tokyo. We've been, not anymore, but we used to go to Russia a lot. We've been everywhere. We've toured America extensively. It's just fantastic.
Now, I know that you're coming very, very soon to Bury St Edmunds in Suffolk. And in fact, it's on Friday the 15th of November at the Apex, I understand. I bet you're looking forward to that, aren't you?
We are. It's our, I don't know if it's our third or fourth time at the Apex. We absolutely love that venue. And a lot of our fans from Bury St Edmunds are very, very, very loyal. So we know exactly who's going to be in the front row. We know because they tell us in our Facebook group, Pupimi Parlour, and they're very, very vocal supporters. So it's going to be fun. Bury St Edmunds is one of our favourite places to come and play.
Sounds great. What time does it all start on Friday?
I think it's going to be 7:30, but don't take my word for it, because some shows start a little bit later. I think it's 7:30, but please do check on the venue's website.
Okay, yeah. Now, coming back to The High Life once again, as we were saying earlier on, released in March 2016. Now, the album also features classics from the 30s through to the 50s. So it's quite a wide genre of music to cover, isn't it?
Yes. And of course, as you might have noticed, we also take modern songs. So on that album, we had a Missy Elliott cover. So we decided to take a hip-hop song and rework it in a Charleston style. So the span of the music that we perform is huge. And also the track that you just played, that is a self-penned song. So we also write our own music, which is really fun.
Yeah, that's got to be great, I think. You know, originally composed music, and I think that is really the way to go, because it makes it so original, isn't it?
Yeah, yes, it then it makes it completely ours.
Absolutely. Now, talking of your television appearances, which we alluded to a little bit earlier on, I know they've included the Royal Variety Show, the Graham Norton Show, Strictly Come Dancing, Loose Women, This Morning, Big Brother, Little Brother, The One Show. The list is endless.
Yes, yes, we've done quite a lot of TV appearances, some of which have been incredible, because, I mean, Jonathan Creek was a notable one because we actually got to do a little bit of acting. We didn't have a speaking part, but we still we played quite a part in the story. And likewise, I mean, the Graham Norton show, that was with Michael Bublé, and it was a fantastic experience. Plus, the Royal Variety Show is where we got to meet then Prince Charles, who told us in the lineup that he was a fan.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Now, your anniversary tour. Now, I mentioned that obviously you're going to be in Bury St Edmunds on Friday the 15th of November at the Apex. And you're also going, I think, later in the month to Eastleigh, Newcastle-under-Lyme, Harpenden, Sunderland, London and Milton Keynes. It's going to be very busy yet again, isn't it?
Yes, yes. We're going to be on the road for quite a bit. And, yes, it's going to be a fun few days, definitely.
It certainly sounds it. And I must admit that your music, it's my sort of music, and I love the sound that you harmonise so well together. And that's you, of course, Kate Mullins, as you mentioned, and also Emma Smith. So it's a fantastic 20th anniversary tour for the Pupini sisters, isn't it?
Yes, it feels like a huge present from our fans to be able to still do this 20 years on. So, well, I would like to thank everybody who's coming.
I'm sure all your concerts are absolutely sold out. And at the end of the day, as I say, we'll see if we can get along on Friday the 15th of November to the Apex in Bury St Edmunds, and we think it's round about 7:30 commencement on that one. So that's got to be great.
Yes.
And I also know that you've been in contact with the Bugle magazine in Beccles, and they've done some printed write-ups on the Pupini sisters. And we work very closely with them here on East Point Radio. And I just had to give them a mention as well.
Well, absolutely. Well-deserved mention as well.
So thank you very much, Marcella, for joining us live here on East Point Radio this morning. It's been absolutely fantastic. Thoroughly enjoyed having a chat with you. And, you know, all the very best for the remainder of your UK tour to celebrate your 20 years together as the Pupini sisters.
Thanks a lot, Mark. Thank you for having me.
No problem at all. Thank you for being with us live on the programme. Thanks a lot, Marcella.
Take care. Bye-bye.
And you. Thank you. Bye-bye. There we've been talking to Marcella Pupini, and she's the founder of the Pupini sisters. And as I say, they are in Bury St Edmunds on Friday the 15th of November at the Apex. And make sure you can get along, or at least see if you can get tickets, which you might be struggling for at this moment in time. But you never know. So see what you can do. This is East Point Radio. You're listening to the Mark Lindsay programme, and it's great to have the pleasure of your company.